I like your style, dude.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Yes, welcome to Groove on the Wireless, and this is the 21st show, yes, with me, your host, Dr. Groove, and I wanted to, you couldn't have two more opposite tracks in terms of the start, at least in terms of length. We started off with Bowie from Breaking Glass was the track, and that's from the seminal Low album, which is, I think, one of his better moments. And I was only talking to somebody in work the other day, and I was saying, isn't it great the way Bowie just went away? I mean, he tried a few things and he messed around with drum and bass and Tin Machine and stuff like that, but then eventually he just gave up and walked away from it. And it was only then, on that very day, that he announced his comeback single at the age of 65 or 66, and his son started tweeting that we should all try and make it number one. And so just goes to show you that you can never really know when somebody's retired or not. And then after that, we followed it up with two guys, I think, Donato Dozzi and Neil. And I think they're called Voices from a Lake, is what I think they're called anyway. And the next track was Cirque plus ST. So Bowie was there singing for 1 minute and 56 seconds. And I think there's a lot of short tracks on that album because at that stage, I think he'd developed a healthy fixation, or an unhealthy fixation, I should say, with heroin. So he brought in Eno, who'd been kicked out of Roxy Music because there was only so many tiger print jackets to go around, and Brian didn't want to be sharing the limelight with anyone. And in comes Eno and does a lot of the work on that album, and Bowie falls out of his limo and does a little thing every now and then, but still great lyrics. I mean, you're such a wonderful person, but you got problems. Whoa, whoa, whoa. There you go. You see, I listened to that a lot when I was younger, doing my Bowie impression, and I still do it in the car sometimes. But most of the time, you don't get to hear that. Where are we going from here? It's always a mystery to me. Oh yes, I wanted to play a track, which is a soul track, which is called all about drowning on dry land. It's Southern soul, so it's kind of down from the Louisiana, New Orleans area. And you find that there's often little messages and stories within the songs. And there's a particular story about a dog who loses his tail in this. So it's not like there's going to be a test later on, but it'd be interesting if you actually hear that. I think you'll get a kick out of the story. And the moral and the lessons that he takes from that. So this is Drowning on Dry Land. Welcome to Groove on the Wireless here on Radioactive International.
I'm going down, down, down with my nose in the sand. Yes, I am right now. Oh, 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 I'm going down, down, baby, with my nose buried in the sand. Yes, I am. Cloud of dust came on me. Seem like I'm drowning on dry land. Yes, I am. My father came running to me one day. Son, don't rush to be a man. Oh no. My father came running to me one day. Son, no need to get in a hurry to be a man. It's a bad situation to be in. I should have listened to my father. Now I'm here drowning on dry land.
Drowning.
Lord have mercy.
I'm drowning.
So well, he went across the railroad track, train cut off his tail. He raised his head to peep over the rail. He lost his whole darn head.
should be in. I need somebody to help me. Oh, I don't want to drown. Oh, God, Lord, help me. Somebody help me. Oh, I don't want to drown. Oh, God, don't let
Yeah.
Proper committed muso, so to speak, because the caretaker track was beautiful, and it was. It's called Everything Is on the Point of Decline, open brackets again. And before that, we had Swinging on a Star, and I'm not really sure who the artist in question is. I have an inkling that it might be somebody singing with her puppets, and then. I put that name in there in the track again, so you should be able to if you want to investigate that further. And then before that, we had something else to do with stars. I think that was what the link was. Nope, it was about swinging. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. And that's by the Mills Brothers, and I think that came from a compilation CD of Art Deco music. And before that was the start of the whole piano thing, which was the piano started off with Foliage, and that's by Enrico Colleoni. Anyway, instead of me murdering the names of these fair-minded people, maybe it would be better if you just led the track listing. Save me the bother. I suppose that's part of the entertainment. It's all pretty quiet here in Groove Town Studios. The fire is cracking away. My black cat is staring mournfully out at the back deck and wants to get out there. And I think what we're going to do next is we're going to continue with some music from Quartet, but it's been beautifully remixed by gentleman called Django XX. So, and we're only halfway through the show, isn't that exciting? So, it's still a whole half hour to go on the Groove Awards.
Let's go.
Okay, so that was Go On Dub Mix Allez Us, and that wasn't selected by, it's by the artist Allez Us, and it wasn't selected by me, it was really selected by Larry Levan, who was the legendary DJ who was the, what did he call that, where you've got a regular host spot, resident, that's the word, he was the resident DJ in a place called Paradise Garage, which is supposed to be amazing. As a friend of mine said, it almost wishes, it always makes you wish that you were Latino, gay, and living on the Lower East Side back in the late 70s, early 80s. If you could take away all the other things, that the bad stuff that happened later on, like AIDS and the epidemic that swept through that community. So, I wasn't intending this to be a link which brought in AIDS, but anyway, that's what happens. Before that, we had Funkadelic with Smokey, and before that, we had O.V. Wright all the way down from the South and giving us a whole lesson in soul and music on the basis of what happened to a dog when he went across a railway track to get his tail, and then his tail, he lost his tail, and then he turned his head back, and then he lost his whole darn head looking for a tail. So there is a lesson in there somewhere, and it's pure down from the south, southern soul, Afro-American wisdom in that somewhere. And you write your answers in dr.groove@radioactiveinternational.org, and it should find its way through to me. Where was I going to go next? Yeah, I was going to play something that's more modern, I think, because it's been mostly old stuff. So I'm going to play some modern stuff, I think, now. Modern. I don't even know if you use that word anymore. This is fresh. This stuff is fresh. And I'm going to tell you what it is before I play it, because I don't really know this stuff very much at all, so I have to actually look it up. It's by a group called Hush Pony, and it's One Wants To. And it's one to make you bop around a bit too, I hope. I think, yeah, you'll enjoy it. Anyway, take it away, Mr. Hush Hush Pony.
Do say anything else, I want to say no matter what you've done, you deserve respect. Even if you make mistakes, you're lovable. And it doesn't matter your skills or age or size or anything, you're worthwhile. No one can ever take that away from you.
Said it was just a figment of speech, and I said, "You mean figure?" And she said, "No, figment," because she could never imagine it happening, but it did. When we first met, I played the shy boy, and when she spoke to me for the first time, my nose began to bleed. She guessed the rest. The next day, we went on a bus ride to the ferry, and when nobody came to collect our fares, well, I knew then this was something special. I couldn't stop thinking about her, and every time I switched on the radio, there was somebody else singing a song about the two of us. It was just like being on a fast ride at a fun fair, the sort you want to get off because it's scary, and then as soon as you're off, you want to get straight back on again. But oh, love is strange, and you have to learn to take the crunchy with the smooth, I suppose. She began going out with Mr. Potato Head. It was when I saw her in the car park with his coat around her shoulders that I realised. I went home and thought about the two of them together until the bathwater went cold around me. I thought about her eyes and the curve of her breasts and about the point where their bodies met. I confronted her about it. I said, "I'm the most illegible bachelor in town." And she said, "Yeah, that's why I can never understand any of those silly letters you send me." And then one day it happened. She cut her hair and I stopped loving her.
Chicago, morning, a poor little baby child. them and treated them with rudeness. And though I tried to make amends, till I miss it, I walk a dark corridor. Woke up one morning, doctor boxed the letter. Again, I walk a dark corridor of my heart. Hoping one day a door will be ajar. At least so we can recompense our betrayal of our hard-won friendship in vulgar and arrogant abeyance to what was untrue and beneath our parlance. I open the envelope. Dr. Buck's letter. Rhea, welfare benefit report. McCarthy, approximately 10, 15 days. I got down. I was depressed. It was Dr. Buck's letter. Dr. Buck's letter. Cheer myself up. Put the radio on. Get the magazine out. And read about the essence of Tonga. Checklist. I never leave home without one. Sunglasses, I wear them all year round and seem to need them more often. It's a habit. Music, cassettes, CDs, 3 Palm Pilots. It's my lifeline. I think it's my PA's computer. She runs my diary and I download it. 4 Mobile phone. 5 Amex card. They made such a fuss about giving it to me, but I spent more time getting it turned down. I was in the realm of the essence of Tonga.
Okay, that was the inimitable voice of the man behind the fall, Mark A. Smith. And there's certain things I never leave the home without. 1, sunglasses. I need them whether winter and summer. Yes, that was Dr. Buck's letter. I think it's one of their really fine moments in time. And before that, we had a beautiful little bit. It's called Walk Away Renee. It's a version by Billy Bragg. We had that before that. And sandwiched in between those two was another genius for I know that word is overused, but I have great fondness for Billy. And also we had the genie I, is that the right word? Anyway, I'm always confused about that, of the KLF. And those two boys brought you something, a little bit of steel guitar for the soul and a bit of Elvis Presley, and that's from the great album The Chill Out. So that's the kind of stuff we were listening to, kids, back in the 90s. Early 90s, maybe? Yeah, I think. Something like that. And we started off with a modern dance tune. I think that was Hush Hush Pony. And I think over that we had an interview with Kai, who was a hitchhiker, who managed to take out a psychopath who'd killed somebody already, I think, or attempted to kill somebody with an axe. It's a crazy story. It was on broadsheet, and the name he went by was The Baked Crusader, I think it's called. Anyway, it's an incredibly crazy story. So, but Kai is a lovable dude. A dude being the word, and he's also a surfer. And that links me nicely, whatever, into a film that I saw about surfers called Riding Giants, and somebody's just ridden a wave that reportedly was over 100 feet high. It's the biggest wave that's ever been ridden, and I think you're probably ridden. You probably see that on the internet as well. But in the film that I saw called Riding Giants, they finished with this song, and this is a band. Band, imagine that, from way back when we used to go and see bands when I was in college. That was one of my favourites, and this is a little ditty by them. They were always Nabukli Ishka is what we used to call them, and this is a song called This Is The Sea. Enjoy it. We'll do it again next week. Thanks for the support. You've been listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
Nothing left to believe in, nothing to hold on than a trust, none of the chains. You're being scarring your conscience, raking to your memory. Scarring your conscience, raking to your memory. But that was the river. You try to decide. You've got a war in your head, and it's tearing you up inside. You're trying to make sense of something that you just don't see. Trying to make sense now, and you know that you once held the key. But that was the river. This is the sea. That was the river, and this is the